Hi everyone, I'm Yeo. In this video, I will show you how to run JavaScript code using Node.js. There's actually two ways to do that. The first one is to use the Node.js repo. But wait, what's a repo? Repo stands for read, eval, print, and loop. It's an interactive console environment where you can type in JavaScript code and see the results directly. It's very useful for quick code evaluation and experimentation. To start the Node.js repo environment, open your favorite terminal and type only node. You will see this prompt, but now that's not very friendly. Let's type in some JavaScript code. You can see as I type a preview of the result of this JavaScript code. Now using console.log, I can make the Node.js prompt send me a hello message. You can see two things here. The first is my hello message in the console, and the other one is undefined. But why undefined? Undefined is actually the return value of this statement. And because console.log doesn't return any value, that's why you see undefined here. Using this prompt can be really useful to quickly type code and execute values. Like I can do some calculation and you can see that the result is updated as I type. To exit the repo environment, you can use Ctrl+D. The second way to run JavaScript code using Node.js is to use files. Open your favorite code editor, for me it's VS Code. So I type code hello.js and let's just use the exact same console.log code I used before. So now I save this file. Now going back to the terminal, I can execute my file by typing node hello.js. And now I can see only the result of my code. The file hello.js is also called a JS script. And with that, you've just written your very first Node.js program. See you in the next video to learn more about Node.js.